Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you as always. You know, I watched the State of the Union address last night. You know, the State of the Union addresses are no longer used for the State of the Union. They are a political arena used to promote political agendas and reprimand one another and that kind of thing, instead of really giving America hope. Well, Americans are more divided now than I've ever seen them in my lifetime, and I've shared that with you before. Obama mentioned last night, and it's probably about the only thing I really agreed with him on, that he claimed that the divisions have worsened during his tenure. But he fails to understand the reasons as to why this has happened. As a nation who tries to remove God, we have been told to trust to the government. And I think we can see just how well that's working out for us. Political correctness serves only to remove freedom and liberty. With political correctness, you have been rendered without any free speech or freedom of religion. We no longer know who we are, where we've come from, or where we are going. The directions, if there is any, last night were words of rhetoric and false illusions of a utopia that government policies can bring. Never will happen. Cannot happen that way. We are a nation of people who are now, to quote the book I used to read to my children, inside, outside, upside down. A nation needing safe spaces, a nation rejecting science and common sense regarding morals, biology, and lifestyles. Today, I have with me the director of another group, another organization, fighting for this nation's survival and return to Constitution and a return to God. I have Charles, and I hope I can get his last name right, Kasparowitz.
Yeah, close enough.
That's close enough. Well, you know, Schoenberg's tough, too. He is the executive director and founder of Citizens Initiatives, and he is leading to countermand amendments. And we're going to talk about that today, but I wanted to ask you, Charles, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, by the way.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you if you watched the State of the Union address last night.
I did, and I watched the response, too.
Yes, I watched all of those, because we can't figure it out on our own, you know. So.
No.
What was your opinion?
Well, it was a house song for the Democratic Party. I mean, it was just a one long session in propaganda. I am amazed that the Democrats do not know how to think anymore with proper reason. Facts are not facts, and lies are facts, and distortions are reality. They are a party of degenerates with just a few gentlemen left, and probably most of those gentlemen are trying to get out as fast as they can.
Well, you know, last night
was a disgrace.
I was going to say, last night we were told by the president the opposite, that it was us, any of the conservatives that weren't buying into climate change and buying into some of the other things and hanging on to other stuff, that we are the ones that are delusional.
Well, we know better, and we know that he is the delusional one, but I think there is an agenda that he has that he tries to hide. But in fact, every so often, because of the decisions he makes, it's coming out. I do think that he is either a Muslim sympathizing president or a Muslim himself. I mean, this man has got a problem with Christians, and he especially has a problem with white men. And I'm fit to be tied over what he has done, what this nation has come to as a result of his leadership. And I tell you, if I could find a way to get him out of office, I would do so.
You know, but we've been dealing with prejudices all through history, and I think we've come a long way, but I feel like we have really gone backwards. We're never going to get rid of prejudices completely. I wish that we could, but we can't. It's just not going to happen.
forth.
There's only one way to get rid of those, but I did.
But I don't know that I would call them prejudices in many cases, but actually values, preferences, things that you really have convictions over. I mean, I have a very strong conviction about the purposes that the Lord has for America. He doesn't. I see a Christian history going back 400 years. He doesn't. I see a value system based on biblical truths that's being thrown out the window. 50 million babies killed, 60 million divorces. I mean, it's just nuts what's going on. And he doesn't understand a thing of that. It doesn't even bother them. And that's the problem with the Democratic Party.
You know, I have trouble finding sincerity in his tears over those who have been lost to gun violence when they can, without conscience, put a fetus to the side and let it die in a botched-up abortion, one that's born accidentally alive, and how that doesn't seem to bother them at all. And they won't call the tissue is tissue. They won't call it a human being. Yet here in the United States of America, you can be fined and imprisoned if you mess with an endangered species or the egg of an eagle. And it is absolutely ridiculous. We truly are inside, outside, upside down. We don't know who we are.
That's correct, Beth, and I agree with you. And I am grateful, by the way, that you invited me on your program. The fact is that I have been working for 40 years on Article 5 amendments through either Congress or state legislatures, mostly for the unborn child. And probably I have the longest longevity of anyone in the Article 5 arena. But at the same time, I have dealt with the kind of concerns that you just expressed. Their consciences have been seared. They simply refuse to let God and His Spirit work in them so that they can understand truth and understand God's purposes for every human being. And so they just throw that aside. They pick up lies of every kind and description, and then they hold on to them. They repeat them so often and so often and so often that they believe them to be true. I remember in the 60s, Beth, when I was, before I went to law school, I was in college. And in the 60s, I found myself listening on the campus to these anti-war groups. And as I listened, there was no reason to it. There was no sense. I had just come out of the Navy. I had been involved with the Cold War for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I knew what we were doing in trying to oppose communism, which was a body of lies to start with. Yeah. And the outcome of that was that they won. They caused us to lose that Vietnam War because of the bickering and the problems over here in our schools, and then it went on into the culture. And what did the Democrats do? They picked up that voting bloc, the hippies, the flower power people, the beatniks, the LSD heads, all of that group. They picked them up as a voting bloc. And then shortly after that, they developed another anti-Christian, anti-male posture, and they picked up women to be feminists. And they wound up catering to them and lying and lying and lying, and all of a sudden, they developed another floating block. Then they went after the blacks, and they said, blacks, those white guys, they're bad. And they go on and on and on, and now 95% of blacks vote for him and Democrats.
Well,
this is a mindless, clueless culture that the Democrats rely on in order to gain votes for the purpose of staying in power.
Instead of being a people that treasure independence and want to stand on their own two feet, we've become a nation of victims. We either have our feelings hurt. You know, it's become, I wrote an article about it. It's not a bill of rights. I mean, it's not a bill of feelings. It's a bill of rights, and I rewrote it to look like it was a bill of feelings, and it's so ridiculous. And
yes,
while I can have sympathy with people that have been ridiculed or that are verbally abused, protests and things that we have seen on the universities, they just break my heart because they don't seem to know what they're really saying. You know, we're going into a break. We had one of the reporters went to, I think it was Yale. I'm trying to remember which college it was. And it was a spoof. Ask them to sign a petition to repeal the First Amendment. And they signed it. Because they said,
crazy?
Yeah, it's time we quit hurting people's feelings. And the very thing they were doing was, it's the very thing they were doing that was, they were signing away. You could no longer sign a petition under
I hadn't heard that, but that's
oh, my goodness, it's just ridiculous. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. When we come back, I'm going to have Charles explain to us just exactly what the countermand amendment truly is. And we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keefton, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Returns, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Charles Kasparitz. I'm going to say it different each time. Maybe once I'll get it right, okay? And
I have trouble spelling it, much less pronouncing it.
Well, you know, I saw it spelled two different ways online, so I wasn't sure. He is with Citizens Initiative, and they are pushing a countermand amendments, and I want to talk about that in just a second. I know I said I was going to go to that, and we are, but I wanted to also mention to my listeners, and they probably know before I do, but I did get word that they did release our sailors. Iran did release them today, and this morning, I guess, at some point in time, and so we do know that that has been taken care of. That was kind of something that they didn't want to talk about last night during the State of the Union when they were praising their dealings with Iran and how they've smoothed everything over. They didn't want to talk about how they'd captured some of our sailors. But anyway, they are being released is what this article I have says. In fact, it says that John Kerry is telling them thank you for that. So I just wanted to push that, put that out there so they would know. You know, now we have heard a lot, and I'm not, I'm going to tell you that I'm kind of, I'm going to be a little devil's advocate here, okay, Charles? So you're going to have to be convincing to me as to what we need to do. Now, I was reading through your information this morning, and I see nothing really wrong with it. I don't have a problem with it. The Convention of States that is out, I have had some issues with that because I'm concerned about how it ends up and whose hands it ends up in. Now, I believe in state sovereignty, and that's what exactly I felt like you are pushing with countermand amendments. So I want you to kind of start from the beginning and tell me exactly, and my listeners, exactly what this entails and what it is going to do for us as a people.
Well, I thank you for that opportunity, Beth. We have to start out when we understand the Article 5, what sovereignty is. We live in an egalitarian culture, so as a result, we have little understanding of what it means to have authority. Article 5 was inserted by the founders and ratified by the nation states for the purpose of passing on to us, that is, future generations of legislators and people, we the people, where the sovereignty rests, the authority to amend the U.S. Constitution through proposing amendments for the purpose of modifying the federal government when it encroaches on states' rights and personal liberties. Now, the greatest misnomer that has taken place in the Article 5 arena for the last 40 years, and literally all of the Article 5 groups out there right now have picked this up, they keep calling it an Article 5 constitutional convention. It is not. It's an Article 5 Amendment Convention. Now, the reason I keep emphasizing that with my audiences is because if it is not, then Article 5 doesn't work. If it's a constitutional convention, then they keep rewriting the Constitution over and over and over again. Now, under Article 5, you cannot have a constitutional convention to start with. I don't know why these constitutional so-called scholars have come up with wrong understandings of really simple things. But Article 5's purpose is to propose amendments. It says twice in Article 5 for proposing amendments. All of the amendments that we have in our Bill of Rights came from Congress as single-issue proposed amendments. And at the same time, the state legislatures, through Article 5 amendment conventions, have the same role and the same responsibility. Back in 1787, at the convention, before deliberations started, the biggest issue was sovereignty. And the states argued back and forth. The larger states, they wanted voting to be by the delegates based on populations of the states. And the little states, they said, no, wait a minute. We are a republic. We are a nation state. We're independent of the federal government right now. Why would we want to surrender our independence to the bigger states? We want voting to be one vote per state. Now, this was before Article 4, Section 4 was inserted in the Constitution, because the Constitution hadn't even been written yet. And Article 4 simply says that we are guaranteed a Republican form of convention, each state having equal standing. It's not a matter of democracy at the federal level. And so here they assigned a man by the name of George Wythe. George Wythe was a distinguished scholar, a legal scholar. He was a delegate and a professor. And they said, we want you to establish the rules for this convention before we start deliberations. They were going to start working on the Virginia plan. And so he took up the challenge, put his committee together, and found himself with eight rules that they agreed on. One of them was that voting would be one vote per state. So then when they went back to the delegates, there was more wrangling that went on over whether or not this should be accepted. But gradually, the smaller states won. They accepted it. The rules of order for the convention were established, and the protocols were established. Security was established. And the outcome of that was that we had a Republican form of convention. Now, they thought so much of this that later, as they were building the Constitution, they inserted Article 4, Section 4, which is to guarantee every state a Republican form of convention. I was up in North Dakota this year. I was speaking to a committee three times, and they passed our amendment up there in the House. But at any rate, in the application we have on Congress, and I'll give more specifics on the amendment in a moment, but I think that the foundational thoughts I'm trying to establish here are important. The fact is that as I was addressing the committee, 13, there were six Democrats and seven Republicans, and this Democrat woman stands up and she says, wait a minute, Charles, why did you insert in the application to Congress for the Countermand Amendment the whereas that simply says that we are a Republican form of government? And I thought, and I said, wow, how did she even come to that question? And so they called me back to the podium, and I then addressed it, and I said, ma'am, I said, you need to understand that we are a republic, And in fact, we are guaranteed every state having one vote in Article 4. And so the chairman then looks at me and he says, wait a minute. And he pulls out his pocket constitution and he starts reading it. He says, Charles is right. Look, it says so right here. We are guaranteed to read. Now, these are leaders of their state.
I was going to say, I'm impressed he even had a pocket constitution.
Yeah. And so the bottom line of all of this, they kept what I recommended, which they usually do. We have documents, the application and the delegate resolution that they receive. They receive extremely well. I'm received extremely well by the delegates around the country, the legislators around the country. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, he puts in the Constitution, in the application on Congress, we are guaranteed a Republican form of government, but he put a small R. But in the Constitution, it's a capital R. You see, that's the mindset that we have. Now, they respected me because I taught them something. And they didn't understand how to protect their state's rights, the authority that they have in Article 4 and in this Constitution through Article 5.
You know, that's...
But at the same...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but, you know, that's something that I feel has happened here in the United States of America, and it didn't just happen under Obama. This has been going on for a long time, where we believe the opposite of what is true. We believe that the D.C., I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, up there in D.C. are the ones in charge. We have failed to understand that the 300 million people in the United States are a constitutional republic, and we are the ones in charge. God first, people next, then the state, and then the federal government. It's that way, and they've tried to turn it upside down, and so the people don't really understand who they are.
That's correct, Beth, and I think that hits the nail on the head. As I travel through, before I tell you about the travels as to how the legislators are receiving us, but I want to mention, I forgot where I was going now. By golly, I guess
sorry,
my brain is getting too old.
That's my fault. You were talking about the legislators and that you were well received.
All right. I had another thought and it'll come back to me. Now, the Counterman Amendment will allow each state to have equal standing in one deciding how to conduct themselves at a convention. I do remember now what it is. And that means they all have one vote at the convention. But the problem is, because we keep calling it a constitutional convention, they think that somehow there has to be millions of people influencing the delegates and or there has to be some kind of rule established by the delegates. They assign sovereignty to the delegates. Article 5 says nothing about delegates. It says nothing about a constitutional convention. It says proposing amendments. And that's why it's a safe process. It was an absolute stroke of genius that the founders gave us when they inserted Article 5 so the Constitution can be amended either through Congress by proposing an amendment or through 38 states who apply for a convention for proposing amendments. And so if the states wanted to have a constitutional convention, and I hope that those constitutionalists out there are listening to this because they have really missed the boat. It is not a constitutional convention. If they wanted one, this is how they would have to do it. They couldn't do it through Article 5. They would have to do it by first seceding from the Union, convening their own convention, creating their own constitution, and then forming their own government.
I don't
that
see
means
that.
Bloodshed, and we have a revolution.
I don't see that happening. That's not going to happen. We're going into a break. I want to open up the phone lines. Anybody's got some questions for Charles, give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Lisa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Charles Kasperwitz. I'm going to get it right one of these times, Charles. And we are talking about a counterman amendments. He is with Citizens Initiatives. We do have a caller. We have Frank from Louisiana with a question for you. Frank, how are you today?
Just fine. How are y'all?
We're doing great.
This is a man after my own heart. People talk about the 9th and 10th Amendment, which is important, of course. But it's the guarantee clause where the United States guarantees the states a republic. The states do not guarantee the federal government anything. And I think the founding fathers put it in there because it tells the United States, anytime you get outside of that constitutional prison cell, we have a right to come in there and shut you down.
Absolutely.
We're not following the taxing clauses, the money clauses, and none of this stuff. And remember, the United States is constitutionally defined as the District of Columbia, the Forts, Magazines, and Territories. That's it. They're called a foreign government or a foreign corporation. Mm-hmm. And we have to remind them that you don't come into the states and these sovereign entities and tell us what to do with regulations coming from the executive branch, that have no organic statutory act of Congress behind them because the Supreme Court said that's nugatory. And we have to remind them, you're outside that constitutional prison cell right now on many issues.
Amen.
That's wonderful, Frank. I appreciate what you said. You're right on target. And I like the idea that you bring to our attention the fact that the states created the federal government, not vice versa. And when they created the federal government, they reserved to themselves the right to modify the conduct of the federal government in Article 5. So it is absolutely essential that we understand it correctly. And I'll add one more thought to your comments, and that is that we're the only nation on the planet that allows the people to be sovereign. And we are the ones, we the people, remember the first three words in the Constitution? We established this Constitution, and our sovereignty will determine the future course of this republic and this Constitution. And if we surrender it, which we're very close to doing, we will have a tyranny like we've never imagined, and we will never recover, because you don't get sovereignty back once you abdicate it.
And one more thing I might add. Remember, the Declaration of Independence is still cited on the first pages of the statutes at large. It is, in fact, organic law and has been used as a defense in court cases like Butcher's Union versus Crescent City, a high court ruling coming out of Louisiana. And when it states the first important law of all laws that you govern by the consent of the governed, when we tell you we don't consent, remember, we have the right, we have the duty to throw off such forms of government. And we made a contract with God, and when they called on the supreme judge of the world with a reliance on divine providence. And contracts in Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution must be followed.
All right.
You're right on target.
Thank you so much, Frank. Go ahead.
Frank, one more thing. Beth, let me just add this. I'm going to be in Louisiana soon. Mm-hmm. Go to my Facebook page, Charles Kaprowicz, and Kaprowicz. And let me know how to contact you. We'll be meeting with many legislators down there in probably 2 weeks. So give me some feedback. I'd love to meet you.
Okie dokie, thank you. Right,
thank you, Frank. We have another caller, if you don't mind. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, one concern I have is that in the United States, we are just so centered on a two-party system.
Mm.
And we have it at the local, state, and federal level. I don't see the local level trumping the state level, and I don't see the state level trumping the federal level as far as reorganizing the way our country is governed.
Well, I would disagree with that. The fact is that Article 5 allows us to do exactly the opposite of what you just said.
Okay,
you see,
but the question I have is, why are they going to do it? Because it's all one party.
Oh, regardless of the parties, I agree with you on the parties, by the way. They've made a mess out of our political system. But the fact is that the states, as the sovereign representatives of we the people, have the authority in Article 5 to modify even the structure of the political parties
with
the Countermand Amendment. The Countermand Amendment can even address that.
Unfortunately, though, if you look over the last 50 or 60 years, our states have surrendered themselves to the federal government.
Well, I know that there are people who believe that everything is hopeless, but it's not.
Hang on.
Let's finish statements before we comment. Go ahead. Finish, Charles, so he can...
The fact is that as long as we retain sovereignty, we can restore our republic through Article 5. If we surrender sovereignty, we lose. Then you win in the concept that you just shared. Not that you want that, but you would be the one that thinking would win. You see, what we have done is we have convinced ourselves that the federal government is supreme.
Mm.
We forgot that it's the states in this republic that control the direction of this nation. And through our representatives, who are the state legislators, we can actually direct the affairs of this nation to restore our republic. When I speak to legislators all over the country, and I, again, maybe we won't have time today, but I've had really an excellent response from the legislators. But I tell them, do you not understand that you are a statesman in this Constitution? You're not just a politician. You have the duty and you've taken the vow to protect our Constitution, and you have the authority in Article 5 to do it. And you need to understand what your responsibilities are. And, you know, they almost always look at me in favor, though their mouths drop, because they don't think that way.
I think
you just gave them some new power.
There you go. Well, you know, I have said, you know, it's just amazing to me, because that seems to be the nature of man. They want power that the states don't realize they really are the ones with the power, particularly the governors. They have the power to tell D.C., no, you know, they have the power to tell them that's not the way we're going to do it here in the state of Louisiana or Illinois or Missouri or Florida or wherever you are. And, you know, it's time we kind of put our foot down. Steve, did you have anything else?
Well, I'll just close with, you know, your guest is right, but, you know, the mistake we made was back when the Senate became electable by the citizens.
Yes.
And, you know, that was a massive loss of power at the state level. And with that loss, along with it, went accountability. Now, you know, will we be able to have a change of attitude, you know, basically nationwide, that we can actually reverse and take back the government? And I don't know if it can happen or not.
Well, listen to the Countermeasure Amendment, Steve, and you're going to find out that we can. Yes, 17th Amendment, in my opinion, was a mistake.
Oh, yes.
But at the same time, the Countermeasure Amendment will allow the state legislatures to regain that authority that they had over the Senate and even the House. You see, with the Countermeasure Amendment, the states, 30 states, once ratified now, remember, it's 34 states that make the application, and then Congress has to convene the convention. They don't have a choice. They're only facilitators. They are not controllers, contrary to what these other Article 5 groups have talked about. What kind of sovereignty would we have in the state legislatures if we had to ask Congress's permission to modify the conduct to control, I mean, the Constitution to control their conduct? It would be nonsense. But at any rate, 34 to apply. We only need 26 to control the convention through a delegate resolution, and maybe Beth will have us develop that, 38 to ratify, and then finally, we have 51% of the legislators, and we win. You see, out of 7,500 legislators, we only need 2,622 to win this battle. That's crazy. But that's because we are a republic. If we surrender that idea and our sovereignty, we lose. But because we are a republic, the more conservative states, the states' rights states, can actually get us over the hill to a place where we can see our nation restored. Mm-hmm. And it's very important. So when you're looking at the possibility that, not the possibility, but the idea that somehow there are all kinds of political factors that will keep this from happening, that's not true. The Countermeasure Amendment will actually allow us as citizens to direct the state legislators in such a way where they will be commissioned and charged with countermanding and rescinding federal laws and rulings that are burdensome to the states and their people, and when 30 states countermand, it's rescinded. So dealing with any issue, you could deal with the budget. Let's say that the Congress passes a budget and there's another $1 trillion. They do that every year. It's just been sick.
It's just like standing, this little stamp every time, just stamp. But we're going into a break. Steve, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate all that you do.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you listening.
Joe from Arkansas, I want you to hang on. We're going into a break. There's more to come. And, Charles, there's no way we can get it all covered. We're going to have you back here before too many weeks are out. We're going to go into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Charles and Beth Ann will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him. a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This hour is the fastest hour of the day. We're in the final segment of today's show. I'm visiting today with Charles Kapowitz. I think I got it right that time. And
you're greatly improving.
Well, you didn't tell me to leave the C silent. Citizens Initiative and the countermand amendments. And we're going to have you back on. I'm getting all kinds of people with comments, some positive, some negative, on Facebook and on email as we're talking. And I just told them, You need to call in, 877-895-5410. And we do have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
I'm cold this morning. How about you, Beth?
I'm cold, too.
Yeah, all right. Charles, since you have been dealing with a lot of state legislators, I think you're a good man to ask this question of, and it seems like a fear of a lot of people of this convention is that the convention would propose an amendment which would really diminish the freedoms of the people, and that would get passed by the state legislators, like, for instance, you're getting rid of the Second Amendment. You know, I think a lot of people are afraid that maybe the convention would do something like that. So, in your opinion, since any amendments proposed by this convention would have to be ratified by three-quarters of the state legislators, and since you have been dealing with so many state legislators and sort of have a good handle on what they're thinking, how likely do you think it is that any really bad amendments that would really diminish the freedoms of the people would get ratified by three-quarters of the state legislatures?
Your name again? Joe.
Joe,
good question. The answer, my answer is it would not. It wouldn't even be a risk. But at the same time, you kind of got the cart before the horse. When you're asking whether or not the convention can be a runaway convention, which is what you're implying, in that is the assumption that it's a constitutional convention.
Now, the argument that you just made is the one that the John Birches, the Eagle Forum, the Libertarians, many liberal groups, and some misinformed conservative groups have been using for 40 years. I've been fighting them for 40 long, miserable years, trying to get them to understand that they have in their hand a way to restore this republic. We wouldn't have a $19 trillion debt today if we had been able to use Article 5 with the balanced budget amendment properly. But the other consideration is, remember, this is an amendment convention. The state legislatures are the sovereign agents. They determine the conduct of the legislators. The legislators are not going as free agents as the other groups argue and as the John Birches argue. They are going as representatives of the people bound to a contract which we have, which is called a delegate resolution, and a pre-approved text for the countermand amendment. Now, this can be used for other amendments as well, but with the countermand amendment, those delegates go, they are told how to organize the convention. They are told that it has to be a Republican convention. That fight has to go on at every Article 5 convention, just like at the Constitutional Convention. Once that's established, through 26 or more states agreeing and adopting the delegate resolution, they then establish the simple rule that it's by simple majority vote, and that the only thing they can vote on is the countermand amendment at the convention. Now, since only 51% of the states in state delegations, each having one vote, will approve this, it then goes back to the states. Now, if you do it the way I just explained, then you don't have any problem of having anything sent back to the states that would be mayhem or in some fashion contrary to some our constitutional history and biblical, I think, and Christian principles. So what I'm suggesting is that we get away from this idea that the convention is a constitutional convention. It is, in my not-so-humble opinion, it is not. And the state legislatures control the delegates. The delegates don't control the legislatures. Now, why am I so emphatic about that? Because my vote, we the people, is at risk. I did not elect the delegate. I didn't elect him to go as an unaccountable, unelected representative of my Constitution. I didn't do that. I have voted for a state legislator. He had been given authority by me and all of you to conduct himself in such a way where he controls the direction of this republic through Article 5. It is not a constitutional convention. We've got to get that out of our heads. Otherwise, we will be entangled with nonsense thinking for the rest of eternity, I think. Okay. On top of that, when the argument is, well, you'll have a runaway convention and all of a sudden it will it'll damage the Constitution and so forth. That, too, is a felonious argument. The fact is that the best that can happen at a convention with delegates who are not bound to their legislators and don't have a pre-approved text, the best that you would have would be mayhem. Now, what is mayhem? Mayhem would be 55 delegates from California, all of whom are politically charged, going to the same convention that five delegates from Wyoming would go. There'd be 535 politically charged delegates at this convention, and why the other groups don't understand that is confusing to me, but the fact is there are 535 delegates who will, politically charged delegates who will go to this convention, and if in fact they're not bound to their legislators through a delegate resolution with 26 or more states adopting it, because we are a republic, one vote per state, it's still the democratic process at voting but for the states. But the fact is, if we don't have that delegate resolution, then the convention is going to be mayhem.
Okay,
you're not going to come up with anything.
Okay, we do have... I apologize. We're about out of time, and I have one more caller I want to go to. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. We have Pat from Texas. Pat, real quickly, because we're almost out of time.
Okay, well, I think this has all been done underhandedly. I know Mark Levine sold it, but none of us know what he knows. And the fact is, if all the amendments have been violated, except the third one, we're not having to quarter troops in houses. Will that be next so that they'll all be violated? And what about Orrin Hatch's? How could they won't violate new ones? What's the point? And do you think Orrin Hatch's his law that he got passed and they hid that one have a implementation, CONCON implementation plan. And what do you think of that? And also, too, 32 states are calling for a balanced budget amendment, CONCON.
Okay.
And all we need is two more, and we will have a CONCON.
Okay, I'm gonna cut you there because we're just about out of time, and he's barely gonna have time to address any of this. We're about down to a minute and 15 seconds.
I do support the BBA. I've been with them for 6 years. Actually, I've known about them for many, many years. They go back 40 years, and different groups have tried to pick that up. But at any rate, the answer to your question is in Section 6, go to countermands.us, and you'll find the amendment there and the text. And Section 5 and 6 is the enforcement provision. We know that the federal government will play mischief with anything, and they will try to stop this. But we have inserted that if there's an intentional violator of the provisions of this amendment, which now is a constitutional right, then they can be prosecuted and sent to prison for 5 years. And if the state, the federal government doesn't prosecute, which they often don't, then any one of the 50 states can under state laws.
Now, we are out of time, and I had a question for you, and I'm going to ask it, but it's loaded because you're not going to have time to answer it.
All
and
right.
That is, was the Civil War constitutional?
No, I don't think it was, in the sense that Lincoln assumed authorities that the Constitution didn't give him with the reasoning that I'm just giving you now, and that is that we are a republic.
And
we're
out of time, so I'm going to have you back, Charles. Don't fear. I'm going to have you back because there's too many questions not asked and too many things that we need to know yet, and I have all kinds of information or questions and comments on coming on Facebook and email that we need to get to at another date. We are out of time today. It is going to take all of us. We have all these organizations, associations, and foundations coming, trying to fight for liberty, trying to fight for the Constitution, trying to come together to bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.